Water use restrictions will remain in place for at least another month. This morning in Brooksville, the board of the Southwest Florida Water Management District, or SWFTMUD, voted unanimously to extend the water restrictions until the end of July. But they did that despite a SWFTMUD staff recommendation to extend the restrictions until the end of September. Despite May's above-average rainfall, the region remains mired in a long-term drought. Rainfall this month has been well below average for what should have been the beginning of the summer rainy season. Richard Owen is a SWFTMUD Deputy Executive Director for Resource Management.
We think with the information you just heard, the meat of our restrictions need to stay in effect for several more months. In fact, we're recommending through the rainy season, through the end of September. Our main message to the citizens in our district is that we are not out of this drought and we need to ask people to continue to conserve.
But SWFTMUD board member Hugh Gramling made motions to only extend the restrictions for 1 month. Gramling from Plant City is executive director of Tampa Bay Wholesale Growers.
I'm not prepared at this point to go along with staff recommendation, and I would like to make a motion that we extend our current water restrictions, and we'll make the same motion for the next two, that we extend our water restrictions for another 30 days, reevaluate in July to make sure the rainy season has indeed started, and to look at subsequent reductions at that point, but I think it's premature this time.
Like Gramling, Board Chair Todd Pressman agrees with the month-by-month approach in case normal rainfall resumes before the end of September.
I'd rather do 30 days rather than have to potentially even consider doing a flip-flop on it.
But how likely is it that normal rainfall will do away with the nearly four-year drought? Granville Kinsman, SWFTMUD's hydrologic data manager, says there's still a 22-inch rainfall shortage over the last 3 years, and there are shorter-term deficits as well.
The trend for the 12-month departure from the mean, you can see there was a dramatic change. Actually, it improved by about 8 inches last month, but there's still about a 4.5-inch deficit over the 12-month period. Looking at a 24-month period, you can still see that deficit sticking out, particularly in the central and the southern regions, but you also see a great deal of improvement. And once again, about an 8-inch improvement, leaving about an 11-inch deficit over a 24-month period. Finally, the 36-month period, you still see that lack of rainfall very, very prominently, particularly over in the Peace River Basin.
Lakes are 5 feet below where they should be, groundwater levels are low, and river flows are below normal, according to Kinsman. He told the board that it would take a year of above-average rainfall, 60 inches, for the region to emerge from its drought. Throughout the SWFTMUD region, which encompasses all or parts of 16 counties from Levy to Charlotte, there are 4 different water restriction orders in effect. They all allow lawn sprinkling 1 day per week. SWFTMUD Deputy Director Richard Owen.
We have what we refer to as the modified Phase 2 order, which extends throughout the 16 counties. It actually underlies those additional restrictions we've imposed in the Tampa Bay and Peace River Authority areas. In addition to that, we have 2 orders in the Tampa Bay area. We actually still have in effect the modified Phase 3 order that addressed certain water uses in that area, and then the modified Phase 4, which was focused on people who are receiving water ultimately from the regional system, as well as one other utility that was in overpumpage. We have a modified Phase 3 order in the Peace River, Minnesota Regional Water Supply Authority's area.
By unanimous vote of the board, each of those orders was extended by 1 month on Tuesday, except for one. Based on staff recommendation, the district-wide modified Phase 2 restrictions were extended until September 30th. But 2 areas are under even more restrictive orders. People in Hillsborough, Pinellas, and Pasco counties who get their water from Tampa Bay Water are under modified Phase 4 orders. That allows once-a-week lawn watering for up to 4 hours and prohibits fountains, car washing, and pressure washing except by professionals, and requires water-cooled buildings to set their thermostats no cooler than 78 degrees Fahrenheit. Staff recommended lifting all of those restrictions except for lawn watering and extending the order until September, but the board voted to keep the restrictions and only extend by 1 month. Sally Parks is a SWFTMUD board member from Palm Harbor.
I think it is premature. I really agree very much with Hugh that it's premature to take action without kind of knowing what the picture is going to be and hoping for the best. Rather, I think we should err on the side of caution and stay the course.
Manatee, Sarasota, Charlotte, and DeSoto counties are under a modified Phase 3 order, as are areas in Hillsborough, Pinellas, and Pasco that don't get their water from Tampa Bay Water. It allows once-a-week watering for up to 8 hours. That order was also extended by only 1 month against staff recommendation. Swift Mud's Richard Owen says the restrictions have led to a sharp reduction in water demand.
27% decrease from last year. That is just a tremendous success story, attributable to the member governments and others in the area assisting us.
The next Swift Mud board meeting will be on July 28th in their Bartow office. They will determine whether to continue the water use restrictions. Reporting from Brooksville for WMNF News, I'm Sean Canaan.